If I had just asked you, how has this, you know, tested your staff? How would you respond to that?
You know, I think it's been hard. I round in our hospital on a regular basis. And I think the hardest part of this was when 2 months ago, when we were at a true peak, and it's not clear that it's getting better. And it's hard for our team members to take care of patients when we couldn't allow, you know, their families in, the, you know, I mean, because families are a really key part of delivering healthcare, and we had to create those restrictions from a patient visitation standpoint. And I think that was really hard. I think the deaths have been hard on people. It's, it's something we've never seen before.
And Dr. Handel, how do you think your staff may be stronger after going through this pandemic?
You know, I think there's been a definite sense of camaraderie. I think also our team members in the region and Bloomington Hospital have seen the benefits of being part of a larger system, where we've been able to flex resources, you know, across the state. So most recently, all of us have been fairly busy, but earlier on, there were different spikes in different regions. So, you know, we would send ventilators from one location to another. We would send nurses. We would send other support staff. And we didn't lay anyone off. We didn't cut pay from anyone. You know, and it's a lot easier to do that when you're a larger system versus a much smaller hospital. So I think people really realize how we were able to rally and really help support each other as a larger system. And I think that's a good thing. And I think, you know, it's important that we remember that moving forward.
You might have to think about this one for a while, but what have you learned? What have you learned in the last year as a chief medical officer?
I think the biggest thing is being comfortable with a fluid situation. In my medical career, I don't remember a time where the evidence-based guidelines have changed so quickly, and trying to not only educate the public about, okay, this is the latest data we have, we're getting data as quickly as we can, this is likely to change, but also our physicians, you know, and the nursing homes we worked with and the other members of healthcare are saying, okay, you know, we're constantly looking over the data, we're following what the CDC is recommending. What we did a month ago doesn't apply now based on the more up to date. I mean, most of the diseases that we've dealt with in our careers have been much more established, if you will. I'm also extremely encouraged at the fact that we've been able to apply science and technology to a virus and to fight a virus that we've never really done before. I mean, if you think about it, most of the viruses that exist out there, we have very limited therapies for. It's not like antibiotics with bacteria. So, you know, in healthcare in general, we've had limited interventions to address viruses. But the fact that we as a society have been able to create a vaccine from nothing in less than a year that is so effective as it is, it's highly encouraging. And you know, I'm excited to see how that applies to other viruses that we've dealt with forever. You know, and are there better ways we can deal with other viruses moving forward?